From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States says it carried out a raid on Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria, focusing on IS leadership. A Pentagon spokesman says the operation in Deir ez-Zor province was carried out by a U.S. Special Forces unit. He said a lot of intelligence was gathered during the operation. The spokesman said reports that 25 Islamic State fighters were killed in the operation are exaggerated. A Pentagon spokesman says a U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday. Four Revolutionary Guard attack vessels moved at a very high rate of speed toward the USS Mahan in the Strait of Hormuz, ignoring U.S. warnings. When the Iranian boats did not respond to requests to slow down, the Mahan fired shots with a 50-caliber machine gun. The Iranians then stopped. Here is reaction from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
These types of actions are certainly concerning and certainly risk escalating tensions. And it is our view that we should look for ways to de-escalate tensions, not unnecessarily escalate them.
The Navy destroyer was escorting two other ships at the time of the incident. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Monday his government opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials. The statement comes a day after Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Russia and the Philippines are considering joint naval exercises. Russia sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to the port in Manila last week for a five-day goodwill visit, and the two sides are now looking to expand defense cooperation. This is VOA News.